Aluki Kutir, thank you very much for taking my phone call, and welcome to Radio Canada International.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are in New York, where you're attending a United Nations conference of Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. You presented a report yesterday. Tell me what was in that report.
Yes. So yesterday I had an opportunity to provide a three-minute intervention, and I made reference to a report that NTI has recently commissioned. It's been written by three UN experts, Dr. Tove Skudnab-Kangas, Dr. Robert Phillipson, and Dr. Robert Dunbar. The report analyzes domestic and international legislation in terms of indigenous language rights, and determines and looks at the case of Nunavut, where the public majority of the indigenous population, the Inuit, speak Inuktitut, although the school system is mostly in English. And so the idea being, when a child is not being taught in their mother tongue, that it could potentially be a crime against humanity. And so we had asked them to take a look at that scenario, the circumstances around that.
Now, the report also uses language as, cultural genocide, linguicide, ecocide. Tell me, why do you feel about that's the case?
Well, I think we had asked them to look at the international instruments to explain to us the circumstances that we find ourselves as Inuit within Canada. As I mentioned, we're the public majority. We have language rights. We expect to be able to receive essential services and programs in Inuktitut. But because of the myth of the creation of Canada as the two founding nations being French and English, Inuktitut is not provided the same kind of resources that French or English would be provided when they're minority languages in other jurisdictions. So in Nunavut, one of the things that we're hoping to be able to advocate for is that the public majority should be able to receive essential services in Inuktitut.
How about education? I understand that right now there is a big shortage of teachers, of professors being able to teach children from primary to the end of the secondary, graduating from high school in Inuktitut. What's the effect of that?
Yes. So what one of the things that I would hope this report does is create the space to have dialogue about the resources that are required, as well as the ideological change or approach that needs to take place. Currently, the expectation is that that students go to school in English, and that's acceptable to most people when you're looking at it from outside. But as Inuit parents, we would like to see our children go to school in Inuktitut. And I think this report speaks to the benefits of having mother tongue medium education. And I think that what we would like to see is that there be a robust and concerted effort to increase the number of Inuktitut-speaking teachers. But increasing the number of Inuktitut-speaking teachers won't be enough. In addition to that, what needs to happen is that there needs to be resources allocated to ensure that Inuit-centered curriculum is developed and materials and resources are developed, so that when their Inuktitut-speaking teachers are able to teach from kindergarten to grade 12, they have the resources and support required to be able to deliver that program, the school system. In addition to that, I think there needs to be a change in the way in which governments function within Nunavut. The Nunavut was created 20 years ago through the land claims process that had been signed 25 years ago. And the expectation of Inuit at that time was that once Nunavut was created, there would be a higher chance of services being available in Inuktitut, that programs and services developed and designed would reflect Inuit culture and understanding. And I think that there's a great opportunity now, as we mark 20 years of the creation of Nunavut, to really look at How is the government functioning? Is there an opportunity now for us to do an ideological change, change the culture, and do a reform of how things are approached within our government?
Let's talk about that ideological change. What's at the core of it?
Yes. So I think the report talks about systems and how systems can be discriminatory. And I've been thinking about this because in Nunavut, for instance, we have Inuit members of the Legislative Assembly who make up cabinet. And so many of the people who make decisions are Inuit. So how can we say that the system is discriminatory towards Inuit, the public majority, if the majority of them, the political leaders, are Inuit? And I think one of the things that this report explains is how there's a system at play. And so people, when they're continuing to follow the policies and the procedures of a system that is discriminatory, then of course the results will be discriminatory. And it's not enough to look at the intention of policies and procedures, but we need to look at the results. And I think at this point we can say with certainty that the results are that any children going through kindergarten to grade 12 are being pushed out by the school system, because the school system is not being offered in Inuktitut as the language of instruction, and Inuit children are not seeing themselves, and it's not building up the capacity or capabilities of Inuit children. Instead, the school system is a subtractive education system, and it's looking at the capability deprivation of Inuit, and so Inuit children feel pushed out of that system. So that's what I speak to in terms of ideological shift.
In practical terms, what would you like the federal government, the government of Nunavut, to do? And you know, since you presented it to the United Nations, maybe also the United Nations.
As Inuit leaders working on the Nunavut Agreement, one of the things that we're always challenged with, that we're always tasked with, is to make a compelling case for the full and effective implementation of the agreement that we signed with the Crown. So the expectation, or I think a good start, would be where the federal government commits to the appropriate resources to ensure that we can have robust community teacher education programs in many more of our communities to increase the pool of Inuktitut-speaking teachers. I think the territorial public government can also commit to allocating resources to focus on and increase the way in which curriculum is developed and the materials and resources available in Inuktitut that are Inuit culture-centered can be developed. And I think it would take both levels of government to do this well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.